Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy discusses dog bite cases in Florida.
Great. Thank you. I get a lot of phone calls about dog bite claims and the injuries. When a dog bites somebody, it can be something that's very minor. You can have puncture wounds, scratches, those sorts of things, all the way up to more severe injuries. Like even vicious dogs can fracture your arm or your hand. But the most common injury is scarring and cuts that require stitches. Those can occur anywhere on the body, the legs, the arms. I've even had cases involving pretty severe scarring to the faces of young children, which is just absolutely horrific. And so I get calls from people wanting to know, hey, you know, is there anything we can do to go after the owner of the dog? And the answer is most definitely yes. In Florida, there is somewhat of strict liability relating to dogs. And there's a statute right on point. It's Florida Statute 767.04. And it essentially makes the owner of a dog liable for the dog's biting or the injuries that their dog causes to you. Even if the dog had never bitten somebody before in the past, it doesn't matter. The owner is responsible. As long as you are lawfully in a lawful business place, or you have been invited over to the dog owner's home and you are legally there, then you have a claim for a dog bite. Now, of course, sometimes people who get bitten can also be found at fault, partially at fault for, egging on the dog or inciting the dog or roughhousing with the dog or taunting the dog, you know, those sorts of things that result in the dog biting them. But whether or not you have any negligence doesn't matter, because the dog owner is 100% liable. Now, there are a couple of exceptions. The most common exception is if the dog owner has a sign, that's visible and easily readable that warns you of a bad dog, then that can sometimes, not always, but that can sometimes relieve them of any responsibility. So I definitely recommend that you contact an attorney if you've ever been bitten by a dog and want to make a claim. Now, one of the biggest issues lately, at least in Florida, is whether or not there's insurance coverage for these things. You know, homeowners policies, at least in this state, historically covered the homeowner for injuries on their property caused by their own dog. And so the homeowner's insurance would have to step up to the plate and make right and compensate the injured person. In the last several years, I have noticed that homeowners insurance companies have gotten smart, and they are now excluding coverage for injuries caused by the homeowner's dog. They'll have a policy in the homeowner's insurance coverage, an exclusion in the homeowner's insurance policy that will say we do not cover any injuries or dog bites caused by your dog. And in those cases, that can be very difficult, because there may very well be no insurance coverage to make a claim against, and you may be stuck going after the homeowner himself personally, trying to get compensated for medical bills and for injuries. So while these seem pretty easy up front, when you're looking at it, it can get pretty complicated. And so I highly recommend that you call an experienced personal injury attorney in Florida to answer any questions you have about your dog bite case. Thank you.